So let us ask for support and help now in a meditation that we prepare to receive the channels from Kryon. Dear Spirit, come closer. Dear Star Mothers, come closer. Dear angels and guides, come closer. Dear elementals of Gaia, come closer. Let us feel your love and support. I give permission for all in the spiritual realm, angelic realm, the earth kingdoms, all of the support systems that exist for me. I give permission for my hand to be held and to support me as I face some difficult personal challenges, whatever it is, even the ones I don't know about. I give permission for your support, help, love, and guidance. I allow myself to accept and receive the perfect love that is always surrounding me. And thank you, Kryon, for being here. And thank you, Kryon, for loving us. And thank you, Kryon, for sharing your beautiful teachings and messages with us now.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I will say to all of you, the family that is here, what my partner just told you in the question and answer series, he got that from me. That's when he started to realize that there was a family beyond that which he considered reality. That's when he started to assemble people he had never known before who were of like mind. And he realized they were studiers of compassion. That's when he saw them, even the human beings that were troubled or with their own problems, but they had the compassion and the understanding and the desire to know more about their soul. And slowly over time, that became his family. He's had this experience, and this is the experience that has changed his life. It's the experience that we offer to you. To find out who family truly is, the ones who indeed love you unconditionally. For years we've said, often that is not your biological family. Some have asked, why would that be? What kind of a plan do you have when you come into this earth? You don't have a chance if you have a family who's dysfunctional and beats you up and tells you the wrong things and you have to undo it all through training later. Therapy, what kind of a plan is that? And I'll tell you this, dear ones, if you haven't found out already, and I've said it again, that's a magnificent plan for old souls, because iron sharpens iron. And the old soul that you are goes through these things so that you will be able to understand them, to tell others what to do about them, to handle it yourself, to get through it, to be compassionate, to find understanding and forgiveness. Those are all the attributes of a master. Are you understanding it more? Do you get it? And some of you are saying, well, I certainly don't like that plan. You'd be right, because these things are difficult. But many of you watching right now have gone beyond it. And what I mean by that is the things that used to consume you, that made you angry and worried, fearful, are now behind you. And perhaps the instigators of all of those things are still with you and still alive. Perhaps you see them every holiday while they ridicule you or worse. But that is the plan, because you've got to a place, so many of you got to that place, where there's total forgiveness and you go just to watch the circus at Christmas. And you know what I'm talking about. but you come away peaceful. This is the reason for these things. It's called work. If you're a light worker, you go through training, and quite often the training is called life. So many of you have had aha experiences that bring you right now to listen to this channel. We have said before there are so many more listening to the channels than just those who are members of this particular broadcast. So this is for all of you. This is the fourth in a series of messages about the catalysts for healing. And we've said before, a catalyst for us is something you experienced which clears the way for something else. So when you have an experience that then leads you to another action, or may even force you to another action, it becomes a catalyst. And we've given you three catalysts so far. This is the fourth that clears the way for healing. Review. The first one was to understand the chemistry of your body reacts to consciousness. And that as you speak then to yourselves, an alliance is set up that allows for healing that may not have ever been there before. In other words, you establish communication. We also told you on that first channel that quite often humanity doesn't understand that, and they simply live in their head and they look down at their bodies and they say, well, I hope it works. And it's left to be on its own and to steer without any kind of actions to tell it to go north or south, and it just goes in circles or catches diseases or whatever. It does seemingly randomly by default. And we've told you so many times that you are in charge. And we've given you parable after parable, and we've given you many different, I would say, modalities and methods and suggestions on how you get contact with your innate and talk to your cells, and that's simply part of what we've been doing. But that was number one, establish communication. That's a catalyst. Because then, and that is really sometimes only then, can you truly start to chase away that which is slowing down your life, maybe even slowing your lifespan and making it shorter. Fear, anxiety, disease, all those things. That was number one. We've given you some others, and you know what they are, and you can review them, but all of them have to do with changing something about you that would then make you, I would say, on a path where healing is far, far easier. We talked about the inner child. We talked about going to a place you remember where there are no worries and capturing it and bringing it forward to you. We talked about laughter in general. And we gave you example after example. Psychologists know it. Science knows it. And even some who make commercial products know it. That if you're in laughter, all the fear goes away, and all the anxiety goes away, and you're in a place that's so different. That's a catalyst for healing. This last one may seem like the simplest, and yet it isn't. This last one word that you've heard all your life, and I'll give it to you in a moment, is not all that simple. In fact, it may be the hardest to achieve. I want you to just go with me for a moment, all of you, to a place that you might paint on your own, a picture of your favorite master on this planet, whoever it might be, a historical figure who you believe is a spiritual giant, one who you'd spend time with if you could. And if you paint that picture in your mind, and if you will, and you could be with that master, what is the result? If you would sit at the feet of this master, and that master would then either begin to speak or not, or simply sit with you for a while, what would be the result? How would you feel? What would be the one word that would describe, as you sat there, what would happen? What if you truly were in the thickness of a consciousness of a master on this planet who you might have read about, or perhaps met in some way, in some vision? What is that they bring you first and foremost that is the most helpful thing? And the answer? Peace. Peace. Can you be in the middle of turmoil with everything falling around you and still have peace? The answer has been yes from every master who's ever walked this planet. And they may even tell you that's why they came. So that you could be peaceful knowing that there is a grander plan, that the things that you worry about are transitional. They truly are. Even if you have a terminal disease. It isn't to say that it won't take your life. It's just to say perhaps it's not all there is. Dear ones, you have to think out of the box, and you have to think about the magnificence which is your soul, and you have to sit and be peaceful. We told you one of the attributes of a pilot, and the reason they want to keep flying no matter what, is that when they get above the clouds, it's very peaceful. And they say it's always a nice day above the clouds, and it is. That is a metaphor, but ask any pilot, because that's where they want to be. Because down below the clouds and down on the planet is all the things they leave behind, all the worries, the troubles, even a disease they might have in their body. It all seems to be muted, almost in the background when they get above the clouds. We've said before that this is the most catalytic energy for healing. Healing becomes a byproduct of peace. When you can have the things that we have listed, when you understand that you're in communication with your body, when you understand you can contact that inner child of innocence, when you understand what laughter is all about, and then you can find that peace that passes understanding. In other words, there's no reason, people would say, why are you so peaceful when all around you things are tumbling? And you can just smile. You could say, because that's who I am. And I happen to know, you could say, that my attitude of being peaceful will bring me answers and healing. It's so interesting. I said they're a byproduct. They're almost automatic. Did you know that? It doesn't then give you the possibility to read a book or to watch a video. It starts to happen because you're peaceful. Are you getting this? More than just a catalyst, these four items pave a smooth road where it was rocky before. But more than that, the things that eluded you start to come in automatically, including profound healing, including things like spontaneous remission, feeling better about yourself and feeling peaceful in all that you do. Just brings it on, brings peace. It brings healing, lack of fear. You raise your hand. Thank you, Spirit, that I understand now that I am part of a very, very large picture, and the masters are all around me. And now I am peaceful with all things. This is the reason I'm here. This is the teachings of Kryon. All that has occurred in 31 years comes to this day, in this hour, when we say again, we are in love with humanity for what you've done, what you're going to do, and the ascension of light that is occurring for all who wish to look right now. And so it is.